Seth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. College Avenue may still be affected at and near 52nd Street because of an overnight fire at the Aristocrat restaurant. Firefighters were called there about 3:30 this morning. One firefighter slightly hurt. Three people who live in the building were able to get out safely, and damage there estimated at $1.5 million. The Indianapolis Public Schools today could learn the future of six underperforming schools. State Superintendent Tony Bennett will announce the recommendations for the seven schools statewide that face possible state intervention. The seventh school is in Gary. IPS Superintendent Eugene White has disagreed with Bennett on how to handle the schools that have been on probation now for a sixth year. On Monday, today, the state recommendations will go to the State Board of Education for consideration and a vote. A public forum will be held September 14th with the two finalists for the CEO job at the Indianapolis Public Library. Former library CFO and City County Councilor Jackie Needis is up for the job, along with Tom Sloan with the Illinois Library System. The new CEO will inherit a financially challenged 23-branch system that has had to cut employees and library hours. Indianapolis Mayor Republican Greg Ballard says if reelected, he wants to make small businesses a priority for the city's economic future. At the top of his list of improvements, a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs to get help with business planning, finance, and the like.
It tears down the barriers to business development and growth in simple ways so that entrepreneurs can focus on following their dreams, coming up with that next neat idea, and most importantly, creating jobs.
Ballard says he also wants to convince the state to delegate commercial permitting to local authorities to save businesses money, and he wants to work with the Indianapolis Airport Authority to add more flights here. Ballard's opponent, Democrat Melina Kennedy, says thousands of jobs have been lost under Ballard's watch.
The numbers speak for themselves. We've lost over 35,000 jobs, and that's more than a number. Those are families that have lost the ability to provide for their families, and we need policies that are going to help grow the city of Indianapolis and promote economic development.
Kennedy says she would support small businesses by making the permitting process more accessible. The Indiana State Fair Commission has launched a website that will provide authorized personnel with information on the ongoing investigation into the August 13th stage collapse that killed seven people at the Indiana State Fair. The website will provide updates on the accident investigation that engineering firm Thornton Tomasetti is conducting for the Fair Commission. The National Hurricane Center has issued the first hurricane watch for the Outer Banks of North Carolina. As Irene spins toward the U.S. coast, a tropical storm watch has been issued for much of South Carolina's coast. The Red Cross is sending volunteers to the area from all over the country. Ann Gregson with the Central Indiana chapter says at least two from this area are on the way.
In a hurricane, they like to pre-position people in advance of the hurricanes, and then they'll be ready when it hits on Saturday, and who knows where they might end up. They just have to be flexible.
Volunteers help prepare shelters and hand out supplies. More Indiana Red Cross workers are expected to be called out to the East Coast once the storm has hit. WFYI weather today all the way through Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs today through Saturday, 85. Sunday's high, 82. 79 on Monday, and Tuesday's high, about 83. Right now we have clear skies and 71 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 7:34 now. The Colts have signed 38-year-old Kerry Collins to a one-year deal, luring the quarterback out of retirement.